Blog Talk Radio.
And knowing that divine love is within me always. No matter what event unfolds in our lives or the world, we can always feel the loving, supportive presence of God within us. If we feel upset, we must remember that the Spirit consists of constant loving presence. If we experience fear or doubt, we should look for evidence of the divine among any pain or suffering we may encounter. Regardless of the circumstances, search for the good, including acts of kindness and happiness, are examples of strength and resilience. We should place our focus on the expression of divine quality that finds all around us. When we discern the good in challenging a negative situation, we should feel assured God is with us. We are at peace. This is coming from Romans 8:31 says, "What then we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us?" Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. I am Mary Hollis, your host, the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Tonight is week three. Week one, we talked about that grief has three ends: normal, natural, and necessary. And week two, we talked about being in shock. Am I going crazy? Well, this is week three. And the topic that we want to go over tonight is find coping methods that are right for you. The first holiday, and when God winks at you. Coping methods are activities that give us an outlet for some of our emotional and physical energy. It helps us to get in touch with our thoughts and feelings. and begin to restore with a little bit of balance in our lives. Here is some of the coping methods that I am going to go over with you tonight. Coping methods that are right for you. Many of you may have already, you have a journal that you write in, but if you haven't purchased one, do so, but purchase a pretty one and write your thoughts in them. This is one of the most common coping methods. Listen at music. Listen to your favorite, to your loved one's favorite music. Music that you, that your loved one enjoy listening to. Sometimes that can be very comforting and also can put a smile on your face. And sometimes it a little chuckle too, because it's something about some music that the two of you share together. Artwork. Draw, doodle, paint, or knit. These are some ways to deal with. It's another coping method. Meditation, prayer, and scripture. Read some of your favorite scriptures and pray and meditate. You will find comfort in just letting yourself go and just think of the Holy Spirit and asking your Holy Spirit to come within you. Just being quiet and breathing in and out. I sometimes pray several times a day. I have lots of scriptures that I read on a daily basis that gives me comfort. I put my trust in the God to help me through whatever challenges I may be facing. This helps me through the journey of grief, a challenging situation that I may be going through at that particular time. Another method is writing letters. Well, you can do two things. You can write a letter to God with questions on how you are feeling or your deceased loved one. Some of you didn't have the opportunity to say goodbye before they passed. Another method is exercise. Start an exercise routine which will keep you in good health. Now, this is a very good one that you probably may have experienced it, or I feel that this is a good way of letting out some energy. Scream, scream. Scream. This may sound silly, but some people find it very therapeutic to scream in the shower, in the pillow, or even in your car. Try it sometimes. And also, if the screaming doesn't work, try breathing in and out. When I'm working with my preschool granddaughter, a lot of their sessions during the morning are breathing in and out, because, you know, 4 and 5 year old is hard to keep them still. So many times when the teacher thinks that there's too many movement going on, she will have a brain break. And what she will have them to do, there are different types of breathing exercise there, like a balloon. Sometimes they have to breathe in and out. And also that last in and out, they blow the air is coming out of the balloon. So all of those things can relax you if you're going through some sort of emotional situation during that time. You're hysterical about something, whatever. You start breathing in and out, slowly in and out. And that will also help you with coping with the situation at that given time. Talking is healing. Talk about your feelings is one of the most best ways to work out those feelings. And I mentioned to you before about that safe person. Oh, find that safe person that you can be supportive of you and listen to you when you need someone to listen to. It can be a friend, a family member, or a support group, or someone else that you can talk to. A person who is supportive and can offer guidance, or someone just to listen. And many of us just want someone to listen. So if you have someone, you know, when you have those moments, give them a call and help them to help you work through those emotions that you may be having. Another coping method is give yourself permission to grieve. That is so important. Some of us want to hold on to things and don't want to let it go. Just like clothes and stuff in your closet, shoes that you don't want to release, you know, you don't want to give away. You want to just hold on to those shoes and those clothes. That's the same thing that some of you may, and I know others, want to hold on to grief. You don't want to let go. You don't want to let that person go that has gone, transitioned, and his spirit has gone and with God, and just that knowing that they are there with God in the heavens, their spirit is gone. You don't want to let them go. You don't want to let them enjoy the time with God. God has selected them at that particular time, so you have to release them. So find ways that you can give yourself permission to grieve. Don't keep holding on to it because it's not going to get better. And he, she, or whoever will not be coming back. Not now. At the end, yes, but not now. So give yourself permission to grieve and release your loved one and just try to deal with the situation one day at a time. And it is not easy. It's not an easy task at all. But these are some of the methods that I wanted to mention to you. If an activity works for you, any of those things that I mentioned, then do it. Coping methods can be very effective ways to let loose of your energy and feeling that build up during your grief. So try some of those things. And like I said, a lot of people find comfort in writing in a journal, letting their feelings, when they have a moment, they'll pull their journal and just start writing. And that can be, that's one of the most effective ways to deal with or coping with different situations. So it's not just a loss, just emotional feelings or anything. And that breathing exercise, that is a good one to calm yourself down. Get that, your blood to and your heart to just slow down. Just calm yourself down because your blood pressure can go up, your heart rate can go up. So what you want to do is calm yourself down, breathing in and out. So try those things and see if any of those things work for you. The next thing on the next topic is that first holiday, Thanksgiving, without your special loved one. It might be the second, third, or even longer. But any number, it is not the same. But one thing I want to suggest to you, ever your loved one's special food for Thanksgiving, mother, father, husband, son, or daughter, or anyone who you're dealing with a loss, try cooking some of those things that they loved. And guess what? And you enjoy every bite of it. You're going to be the one that's cooking it, and you're cooking it in the memory of that person. But enjoy every bite of it yourself, because that's one way to enjoy the moment. Don't be alone. Of course, follow the CDC recommendation. No more than 10, and wear a mask. I am around my daughter and my son-in-law and the kids every week, helping them with their virtual learning. God has blessed me and protected me and my family so far, and I'm going to believe that He will continue to do that. But we are celebrating Thanksgiving together. No more than about 5 or 6 of us in a household. We're going to be enjoying enjoying Thanksgiving, small time, in a small gathering. I would love to be home with my sisters and brothers all together eating all those good stuff. But my daughter and I are going to be pairing most of the things. And it's going to be very light. We're not going to do a whole lot. A lot of variety, a small portion of everything, nothing big. But and we're doing a small turkey breast instead of a turkey. And you know I got to have that honey baked ham. But anyway, try preparing some of those favorite items that your relative enjoys. And enjoy it yourself after you cook it. Cook it with love. And try not to be alone. I know that many of you don't want to gather with family members because a lot of the millennium, they still don't do all the things that they need to do. They don't believe in wearing a mask and out there with their friends and so forth. So I know I can understand that you do not want to gather with too many of the family members, but don't be alone. Try to find someone that you can share the Thanksgiving holiday with. The last topic is when God winks at you. Well, I've been reading this book, When God Winks at You, and it's really the whole book is about ways and how different people have gone through different things and things have happened in their lives and they feel that God has actually winked at them. Ask Him to give you a wink that you need to feel His presence. And He will give you some type of sign during the holiday to let you know that He's there. He will probably do it in a song, a scripture, an answer to a situation that you've been praying about, and also past memories of your loved one. Something is going to come up that's going to spark a different feeling, and you're going to smile or whatever. He's going to give you that sign. But sometimes we miss that wink because we are so into our emotions and everything, we'll miss that wink that God gives us. And many times God is doing things for us in our presence, but we don't get it because we are so emotionally involved in whatever we may be going through. So spend some time in trying to calm yourself down and ask God for that wink. And He does give winks. And it's not a matter of winking with His eyes. It's a matter of something that He's going to let happen that you're going to feel different about. And it's going to be a happy moment. It's not going to be a sad moment, but it's going to be something that it's going to spark you. And then all of a sudden, that's what Mary was talking about. Yes, He will let you know. But if you're so wrapped up in your sad emotions and everything like that, He's not going to be able, you're not going to be able to hear or see what He is trying to do. He wants to give you that wink. He wants to let you know that He is there for you, that He will never leave you nor forsake you. So this weekend, look for God. So God, I want what Mary said on Tuesday night. I want you to give me that wink. I need to know that you're there. Give me something that will give me that, encourage me, or give me that strength that I need from you. Give me that wink, and I'm sure that you could receive it. But you have to be open to it as well. See what else. So those are some of the things that I wanted to talk to you about tonight. The coping method, keeping a journal, listening to and writing your thoughts in the journal. Listen to music, favorite music of your loved ones. Take on some sort of art, work, draw, doodle, paint, or knit. Spend some quiet time in meditation, prayer, and reading scriptures that will give you that strength. And just one second here. That was some of it. And then writing a letter. The letter is really very, very, it's a really good one. Because sometimes you are angry with God because of what happened. And you can write it down. Let your feelings out. Don't let it stay coked up in your chest so you can get sick. So write yourself a letter to God, or write yourself to a letter to your loved one, expressing the feelings that you would have said to him or her before they pass away, if you had the opportunity to be there when they actually pass. So write those things down in that journal. So that's a good thing, releasing stress and also coping with whatever you may be going through. Exercise is always good to release. Walking, oh boy, get out there and just get a good walk on. And also exercise. If some of you, I know some of you are my age and some of you might be older or younger, but if you have Silver Sneakers, they have that online, and they have so many classes during the day. It is a fun session. You can do yoga. You can do a beginner class and also weights and all that stuff. I mean, it's so much stuff on the internet that really can keep you going. There's another one that I use. It's called Body Groove. And it's dancing. And boy, if you keep doing those different movements and stuff, honey, you're going to be tired, but at the same time, you're working your whole body from top to bottom. So exercise is really good for you. It's really good for the mind. And just like I mentioned about screaming, if you have so many anxiety built up in you, if you felt the need of screaming, hey, if you're in the house by yourself, scream. Nobody's going to think that you're crazy because nobody can hear you. At night when you're sleeping, grab that pillow and scream in it. And then if you're in the car, scream. You know, that's another place to scream. Some people might think that you're going crazy if they see you screaming, but that's okay. And also talking to that safe person. Don't forget to find you a safe person that you can always call up on the telephone. I need to talk. I need you. And then that person, all you want that person to do is just listen. You just want to let your feelings out. So don't forget about that. Excuse me. And one other is give yourself permission to grieve. Don't hold on to it. Release it. Let it go. And the other thing that I talked about was the first holiday. And it could be, this may have not been the first holiday, but this is one of the biggest holidays that you have to go through without that special loved one. And once again, cook something, cook many, or cook just one favorite dish that your loved one loves. And you enjoy every bite. Enjoy it. And the last thing I talked about, when God winks at you. And he winks at us all the time, but we don't listen. We be too busy, and we don't catch it. So the next time, don't miss out on God's wind. I catch mine most of the time because sometimes I'd be in here laughing by myself. I said, okay, God, is that what you wanted to tell me? Is that what I'm supposed to do? Is that what that's all about? I mean, I'd be talking to myself here because I really feel his presence and something that he's answered me through someone telling me, talking to me on the internet, on TV, or when I'm reading the Bible, all of those things. Something is going to trigger that God is winking at you. And that is what I wanted to share with you tonight. I hope that you will have a wonderful, safe Thanksgiving. But I do have one announcement. This past week, I emailed all of you information regarding the paint and sip party. Please respond by November 30th. Please put it on your calendar. Save that date so you can respond. I need to know how many people will be in attendance of the paint and sip party. If you have any question about it, I participated in one back in August, and I had a great time. I even met people from other states that was a part of the party, and we had a great time. We became, very, not friends, but, we laughed and talked. I mean, it was just a fun and just a wonderful occasion. So I hope that you will say yes. It's on Zoom, virtual Zoom, and I mentioned in the email that Sheila, myself, and we'll find anybody else that we need to help you to teach you how to work, to be on Zoom. My daughter is going to help me out so I can be able to answer questions for you. So don't be afraid of Zoom. It's all right. I mean, once you get it, you got it, and it's just fine. Now, the other thing is, once you notify me that you are going to be a part of the paint and sip party, you also need to call LaWanda. LaWanda Dixon is our host for the paint and sip party, and she's the owner of the paint, sip, and design. All you have to do is give her a call and tell her the method that you're going to be, and this is really December 1st. November 30th, you need to let me know so I can write down the number of people. December 1st, you give her a call, and I email her, and I gave that information in that email as well. You contact her and let her know the way that you're going to be paying for it, and it's $30, and that includes the supply and shipping. She will ship it to you in plenty of time for you to have everything that you'll need, the canvas, the brush, the different colors, all of that's going to be sent in, and you can trust her because I know her. We have taught classes together, church together, so I know her very well. You can trust her and sending your money, and it won't get lost as long as you do the right, follow the direction. You can do it by Cash App or a check. I told her, you guys are trustworthy and your check won't bounce. It won't be a rubber check. So you can do that, but you got to contact her and get this information to her, make the payment, and she'll get your address and send the supply to you. And on December 19th, from 5 to 7 p.m., we decided to do it late because if you had some parties or other different things for Christmas going on during the day. The paint party is nice that late because you can drink your wine. You don't have to drive anywhere, so you can drink your wine. If you get a little tipsy, as soon as we finish, you can go lay down in your house. So it's so convenient. 5 to 7 p.m., 2 hours. It takes up 2 hours to get through the whole paint and sip and paint party. So that is all I have tonight. Have a wonderful, a safe, and blessed Thanksgiving holiday. And next week is going to be December. I can't believe it's going to be December. I think it'll be December 3rd, 1st or 3rd. I don't know. I don't have a calendar right in front of me right now. But I am going to have someone, a testimony, someone to come on and give a testimony. And any of you would like to give a testimony or something dealing with Thanksgiving, you got time. If something occur and you got your wink, a good wink from God, call me up. I text me and say, Mary, I want to share with the group what I experienced when God winked at me this Thanksgiving holiday. I could use some help by you volunteering. And you know one thing? Nobody can see you. So just knowing that you're there, they only hear your voice. So please don't be afraid. Be supportive and share. Share also helps others because they'll say, oh, that happened to me. Oh, or whatever. So please give me that support for the next. We're going into the fourth week. We have a total of 6 weeks. So we're going into the fourth week. But I wish you a blessed, safe, and enjoyable Thanksgiving again. And I love you. And God loves you too. God loves you first, and then I love you too. And I know you're going to have a great, you're going to get through this Thanksgiving. I know you might share some tears or whatever. It's okay. Cry if you want to. Get upset for a second. But get out of it and enjoy yourself because your husband, your mother, your daughter, your son do not want you to continue to cry and be unhappy. They want you to be happy. They want you to go on with your life. It is not easy, but try one step at a time. Just like baby steps, take one step at a time. So be blessed and tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night. Love you.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am
Let me sit here.